weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
The Hare and Hounds in Harlton could close for good this Friday. Residents are hoping to raise enough money to take it into community ownership. A little earlier on, I went to meet John Watson, who's the campaign's fundraising coordinator. John, can you tell me how long the pub has been in existence for?
The Hare and Hounds has been a pub more or less continuously since 1879. So that's 127 years.
That's a fair old number of pints that have been pulled in that time, I would have thought. It's one of these sums I guess we don't even want to do. But now, of course, there's the issue where the village is looking to buy the pub. How has that situation come about?
Well, the pub is due to close its doors on Friday night. This has been developing over most of this year. The landlady has been trying to sell the pub for probably more than 4 years. Earlier on this year, the Harlton Parish Council applied to South Cambridgeshire Council for the pub to be listed as an asset of community value, an ACV, and that was granted. Soon after that, a moratorium period of 6 months was triggered, and that moratorium expires on the 7th of December. That means that the village has had 6 months in which to put together a bid to buy the pub. And that's where we are. We've got just over a month and a bit to do what we can do.
You say that the landlady has been trying to sell for the past 3-4 years. That kind of suggests that if nobody wants to buy it, it might not necessarily be a going concern. So how do you, if you secure the pub, how do you make sure that it's able to survive into the future?
We would have to raise the level of income for the pub, and the ideas we have for that is to extend the use of the pub into more of a community hub rather than just a pub. So we would look to encourage all sorts of activities which don't necessarily take place in the pub at the moment, but which may take place in the village and could use the pub as a focal point.
For those people who don't know Harlton, how big is the village? How many people live here?
The housing stock is about 130, so it's quite a small village, and that in itself is one of the problems we have in trying to generate a lot of money to buy the pub. Fortunately, there are quite a number of people in surrounding villages who have been customers of the pub and would like to see the pub continue. So we have recently hit 1,500 houses in Harlton and the surrounding villages with leaflets asking people to pledge their support to this campaign.
In terms of opening hours for the pub at the moment, I know when I first suggested that I came down to have a chat, my opening line was to meet in the pub, but of course it no longer opens at lunchtimes, and that's almost like a, I guess it's a negative problem, isn't it, really? Because it's open for less hours, it means that less people are going to go in, and that means less income.
Yes, the pub is open at lunchtimes at the weekend still, but during the week it's not. It's been closed all day Mondays for quite some time. There is no longer any food served in the pub, so it's just drinking only, no food. It closes on Friday. We don't know when it will reopen, if it will reopen. We believe that the earliest the campaign could reopen the pub would be probably April next year, perhaps even later than that. So there's going to be a gap.
Yeah, and in the meantime, how much money do you still need to raise?
Well, we only started our fundraising campaign last Thursday. The target is a variable target. It depends on a number of things, like what price is negotiated at the end of the day, how much refurbishment we'd want to do, and various other things. So there's a range which was communicated to the village last week, and that range is something around 300,000 to 450,000. We've only been going a week now in the fundraising, and we're up to about 70,000 already, which I think is quite good going.
How often do you go to the pub yourself?
I go at least twice a week, sometimes three times a week. There's a Sunday night quiz, or there was a Sunday night quiz. We had the last one last Sunday. in which teams from Halton and Haslingfield and Everston take part. That will be missed. We're looking to go somewhere else to do that, but that's not been finalised yet.
Yeah. It's a strange situation, really. At the weekend, I discovered that a restaurant fairly close to where I live was going to open once again as a pub. I'm quite excited by the idea. The pub company in concern runs a couple of rather nice pubs elsewhere in Cambridge, and I rather like the idea of having one of them on my doorstep. But then I bumped into a friend who said that there has been a campaign of people against the pub opening, and it just seems, I don't know, it's another reflection of polarised Britain in a roundabout way, where somebody wants something, and for every person who wants it, there's another one to be found who doesn't.
Well, I think you've just illustrated the difference between city centre pubs and rural pubs. In rural pubs, there's generally not a lot of competition, and if you lose a pub, you actually lose a big chunk of the cohesiveness of the area around about it.
What's changed? I'm intrigued because it's a small village, but it's always been a small village with a pub. I'm wondering what's happened which makes it no longer possible to support a pub which has been around for 127 years.
It's difficult to answer that question. You know, the landlady was here for 5 years before she decided she wanted to sell. I don't know what triggered that. Presumably there are good business reasons for it, but I'm not aware of those.
And so what happens next? I suppose the next few weeks are going to be spent trying to drum up support to make sure that you're able to secure the pub. Do you have any sort of particular campaigns in mind?
We launched our campaign last Thursday, in which we are asking people to pledge their support, financial support, to help us create a bid to buy the pub. We have until the 7th of December to submit a viable bid. We are hoping to close the pledging campaign around about the 20th of November. We're having another meeting in the village next Wednesday, at which we've invited residents of surrounding villages to attend. And we're hoping that will give us another bit of impetus towards the pledging campaign. In addition to that, we're looking a bit further afield towards charitable funding organisations to see whether they can help us. We've already had some advice and help from the organisation called The Pub is the Hub. And that, by the way, is exactly what we want to do. We want to create a hub in the village based around the pub with all sorts of activities going on.
So community centre as much as pub?
The main aim is to continue with the pub. But we want to broaden its appeal to the community. We've been promised support by an organisation called the Plunkett Foundation. They provide support for organisations in rural areas who are trying to develop community cooperatives, exactly what we're trying to do. So they have promised us some support. How much that will materialise, we don't know yet. It's early days.
And that's John Watson, who I spoke to a little earlier on this afternoon. John tells me there's still quite a bit of work to do on the project. And there's also a website where you can find out more information. Alongside that, there's a pledge form which you can download. And the website is helpthehareandhounds.org. As if one word and spelt out, helpthehareandhounds.org. I will put that on our Facebook page when we do the podcast on that a little later on. Thanks very much to John for actually opening up his house and to Jean, his wife, for letting me in, making me a cup of coffee and having that chat with me at lunchtime today.